More than 5 dozen black and white images were beamed down to Earth this morning. They came from the Cassini spacecraft, which entered orbit around Saturn last night. As NPR's Richard Harris reports from Pasadena, the pictures it's sending back are astonishing and puzzling.
Ring scientist Carolyn Porco had more than 15 years to plan every detail of last night's photo shoot of Saturn's rings. This is the closest that Cassini will ever come to these majestic structures, so she paid special attention to this opportunity. At a news conference today, she said even so, she was blown away by the images as they flooded back to Earth.
I'm surprised at how surprised I am at the beauty and the clarity of these images. They are shocking to me. And you are going to see some images now that they were so shocking, I thought that my team here was playing tricks on me and showing me a simulation of the rings and not the rings itself.
The images show mysterious braids and whorls. One revealed a scalloped edge that was apparently the result of a small moon perturbing the ring particles. She flashed up another image on the screen and rubbed her eyes to fight back tears of joy.
We see what almost looks like straw in the lower left-hand corner, and I don't know what this is. We think it's real, and I literally don't have a clue. Okay, this may be brand new, it may be something no one's ever predicted before. I'm sure we're going to be spending a lot of time analyzing it.
And the pictures kept coming, 61 in all today, just the smallest taste of what could eventually be 300,000 images from Saturn over the next 4 years.
I don't know what to make of these. I don't know what to say. I just didn't expect them to look this way.
Porco and her colleagues hope to figure out exactly what these rings are made of and how they formed. Scientists figure that the rings are only a few hundred million years old, much younger than Saturn itself.
One of the reasons why we wanted to go back to Saturn's rings was to actually make measurements to see if things really are changing. And that will be another just monumental discovery if we can actually measure a secular change in the rings.
Secular in this case, meaning the change over 2 decades since the two Voyager spacecraft flew past Saturn. Rings took center stage today, but those images weren't the only surprises beamed back from Cassini. Saturn is also a fascinating place to people who study magnetic fields, and Cassini also recorded in rich detail the fields and charged particles that swirl around the planet. Last Sunday, Cassini punched through a shockwave that is created when charged particles flying at 1,000,000 miles an hour from the sun crash into Saturn's magnetic field. William Kurth says shockwaves like this are familiar on Earth.
If you're on the ground, you can hear the jet aircraft go over and there's this big boom. In space, it's very similar.
But instead of a wave in the air, in space there's a wave in the thin charged particles called the plasma. And that collision produces radio waves, which Cassini recorded and played back to Earth. Listen.
And that was about 30 minutes that you heard in 10 seconds. And the large burst of noise that you heard is basically turbulence in that plasma.
Kurth and his colleagues now plan to tease apart that sound wave to learn more about the nature of Saturn's magnetic field and about the particles that collide so violently out in this shockwave. As is true with the pictures of the rings, their first glance at Saturn is full of tingling surprises. And this is just day one at Saturn. Richard Harris, NPR News, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.